Can you imagine something as mind-blowing as a disease or virus that spreads around the world and millions of people catch it, they get this disease or virus, and people die from it? If you were responsible for creating a solution for that, if you're in government, if you're a medical professional or allied health professional, or you might be like me, an exercise professional, and you want to make sure that the people in your life are safe and they don't get the disease or virus, and or you would be responsible for the information being delivered to the whole world on how to stop this thing from spreading and hurting more people, what would you do? And imagine if, like me right now, you were standing at the bottom of the Remarkables mountain range in the South Island of New Zealand. And there's a dusting of snow on the top of the mountains. There's been free water coming out of the sky. And I've just been sprinting with my puppy dog, Giorgio. She's a beautiful girl who I love very much. And because she loves food, she got a bit overweight. So it was my responsibility as the person who loves her very much to make sure that she lost some weight, because when a dog's overweight, it could get sick and she could not be able to do the things that she wants to do, and her quality of life wouldn't be as good. So my responsibility as her mama is to make sure that she loses weight and gets healthy, which is exactly what I've been doing. And we've been running under the Remarkables every day for the last 6 weeks. Her getting puffed, me getting puffed, and she's lost a lot of weight and she's now a healthy little girl. And she still loves her food. Isn't that awesome? So because we've been sprinting, my brain has been expanded. I've pumped brain-derived neurotrophic factor into my brain, as you would know. And that's a fertilizer for all of our brains, which means that we get neurogenesis. We grow new brain cells and we grow the connections between our current brain cells so that we can think more clearly, provide solutions, come up with optimistic opportunities. I love those two words together, on how to solve problems. And if I was responsible for solving the problem of a worldwide pandemic disease, where would you start? And as an exercise professional, it's kind of exciting. In fact, for me, it's super duper exciting, because we know that, and we all know, all medical professionals know, all doctors know, even the allied health professionals and government health people know that the human body functions so much better when it's fit and strong. And I'll reverse that. Nobody in the government, in any medical practice, any kind of medical person around the world is going to say, if we want to get people healthy, fit and strong so they can fight a germ, bug, virus or disease, we're going to lock them away, we're going to take the sun away, we're going to feed them crappy food, we're going to give them air-conditioned air, and they're not allowed to do any exercise. That's the best way to get people fit and strong. Nobody's going to say that, because that's really silly. So imagine this, and this is a really interesting hypothetical. Imagine a country where everybody is fit and strong. Everybody has a low resting heart rate. Everybody's got a healthy heart. Everybody's got clear arteries, so there's no cardiovascular disease, no heart attacks, no type 2 diabetes. Everybody exercises, so they have that brain-derived neurotrophic factor, dopamine, serotonin, norepinephrine, noradrenaline, endorphins, all pumping into their brain. So there's no unhappy people, there's no depressed people, there's no anxious people. And even if people feel a little bit stressed or they feel a bit sad, they all go out for a sprint in the fresh air, in the sunshine with their puppy dog or their pet, which means they then pump oxytocin into their brain, which is another feel-good hormone. The whole country lives like that. And if you wanted to come into that country because you thought that would be a lovely place to live, because everybody's healthy, fit and strong, there's no disease, no depression, and what a beautiful place to bring up your children, because there's fresh air and sunshine and rain and mountains and beaches and beautiful animals, and what a great place to live. But if you wanted to come into that country, remember there's a worldwide pandemic, nobody in that country has that disease because they're all healthy, fit and strong. And even if they get the disease, they can fight it really quickly. And most people, even if they did get it, they wouldn't know that they had it because their immune system is so strong and so healthy that they would fight it really fast. So the only way to get into that country is that you would have to prove to the government, it would be mandatory that you are healthy, fit and strong. So the only way to pass the border into this country is to have a resting heart rate test, is to have a strength test, is to have a positivity test and a study of your current eating plan. And if it wasn't up to scratch, you would have to go somewhere for 2 weeks and you would have to isolate with other people who weren't healthy, fit and strong, because you aren't either. And you would need to get fit, you would need to get strong, you would need to eat healthy food, you would need to be hydrated, you need to have a positive attitude, you need to be outside in the fresh air, in the sunshine, and you could turn your body into a virus-fighting, disease-fighting machine so that you could then go into the country. It was mandatory. This government didn't let you come into that country unless you were fit, you were strong, and you were positive. And there was a quarantine camp that you had to go to for at least 2 weeks to get fit and strong and to prove to the government before you go into the general population that you are a healthy, fit, strong person. Sounds like a fairy tale, doesn't it? We talk about human rights and nobody can force you to exercise and nobody should be forcing you to eat healthy food and nobody should force you to have a positive attitude. Yet here's a great question. How many medical professionals or health experts in the government even would suggest that it would be a really good idea if you wanted to fight a germ, bug or virus that you should be a negative person with a negative attitude, a weak, unfit body that eats crappy food and doesn't do any activity or doesn't like to exercise? And nobody's going to say that. It's just ridiculous. So how on earth have we got to this position in the world where, even though we know, and you don't have to be an exercise physiologist, you don't have to be an endocrinologist or a neuroscientist, doesn't it just make common sense that if your body is outside in the fresh air, in the sunshine, moving fast and hard so that you pump happy drugs into your brain, get puff, get fit, overload your muscles and bones to get strong, doesn't it just make sense that that would give you a better body to fight germs, bugs, viruses and diseases? And is it interesting that some of the top medical professionals in the world have gone a step further than that? They're saying that medicine is exercise, exercise is medicine, exercise is the best medicine for all challenges, especially germs, bugs, viruses and diseases, because a fit, strong body can fight a disease, it can fight a germ or a bug, it can fight against some horrible thing coming into your body. And for some people, even if that thing is in their body, it has no effect on them whatsoever because they're fit and strong. If you could do that for your family, if you could bulletproof protect your family from germs, bugs, viruses and diseases by making sure that they were fit and making sure that they were strong and making sure that they were putting high performance fuel into their body, which would then be able to be the vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, antioxidants could be pumped around their body really fast because they were fit and their body could use all of those things to keep their immune system strong. Would you do that for your family? Would you love to live in a country where you had to, it was mandatory? You've heard that word a lot lately. It is mandatory to do such a thing. But rather than mandatory to stay inside, wear a mask, quarantine, stay away from people that you love, what if it was mandatory to have a fit, strong body that could fight germs, bugs, viruses and diseases? Is that a country that you'd like to live in? And as I sit here at the bottom of New Zealand, underneath the beautiful Remarkables Mountains that have a dusting of snow on the top and the sun's just disappeared, I think to myself, what a beautiful place to live if everybody was fit and strong. They were forced to be by the government. Imagine a government that said you have to exercise and you have to eat healthy food because we believe that a healthy population is less likely to get sick. So if you want to live in this country, you have to live by our rules, which means you have to eat healthy, be fit, be strong, be positive. Otherwise, you can't live here. I wonder how a country like, or country rules like that would go. I can hear the human rights people saying already, you can't force people to exercise, you can't force people to eat healthy food. But what if you could, and what difference would it make? And if it was your responsibility to get your country fit and strong to fight germs, bugs, viruses and diseases, or simply your responsibility to look after your family to make sure that they didn't get sick from germs, bugs, viruses and diseases, what would you do? What would your solution be to make sure that everybody in your life had the ability to fight disease and be healthy, fit, strong, positive humans? What would you do?